Today's reading is from Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 27. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 27. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat with and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." And Jesus said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will wear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" The Jews really didn't like tax collectors. There's two reasons behind that. First is they didn't like being under the rule of Rome. They didn't like being under their government. They wanted to be independent. They wanted to have their own sense of government. And tax collectors were a reminder that they were under the rule of Rome. And so anyone who became a tax collector from among them was considered to be a traitor. How dare you work with the ones who we consider to be our enemies? Oh yes, they would take advantage of the Roman government and use them whenever it was advantageous to them. But as a whole, they did not want to be under the Roman government. The second reason was because the way a tax collector made any money was for them to collect more than what the Roman government was taxing. In other words, they didn't go out there and collect your money and then take it back to Rome and then Rome paid them some sort of a salary. No, what they did was they went out and collected, say, a dollar from you, and they would then tack extra on for their living, and they would get rich by it, by charging you, I don't know, $1.10, $1.20, $1.50. I mean, I don't really know what kind of a percentage they were taking. Apparently, some of them took large enough percentages that it was considered to be unethical, and even by Roman standards. So they really did not like tax collectors whatsoever. And so Jesus coming to Levi and going and eating with him, that was a pretty big deal to them. They were seeing Jesus as you're sitting down and you're fellowshipping with a bunch of traitors. Here's the thing about the scribes and the Pharisees. They were the religious leaders of the time, and they had the assumption that anybody who wanted to be a religious leader would have to be like them, not like anybody else. And Jesus going to the tax collector, even though they might agree on in principle with the idea of convincing people to repent, the whole idea of him going and eating with him and sitting down with him and spending time with him, that's totally against what they would have done. They would consider that to be a ding against your reputation. You couldn't be a leader of the religious world in their society if you were going to hang out with the people who were a bunch of sinners as they saw it. So again, I think they would agree in principle with that idea of we need to convince people to come out of sin and repent. But the way he went about it, no, that was not okay. And the Pharisees also were a little bit bigger on condemnation rather than a call to repentance. Well, you've done what's terrible, so we're just going to cast you out. Not casting out so that you'll repent, but just casting out because you're not worthy to be one of us. You're not worthy to be in our society or in our circle. So that's why they're asking this question, grumbling to the disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners. And that's why Jesus gives them a pretty pointed response. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Well, here's the thing. Jesus is absolutely right. The people that are sick are the ones that need help. Those that are mired in sin, those are the ones that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's a lot easier to talk to the people that will nod their heads and agree with us than it is to talk with somebody who we're going to have to win them over or convince them that they're living the wrong kind of life and to make changes. It's much more difficult to go and say, look, you know, God offers His grace, but you've got to take advantage of it. You've got to change the way that you're living. You've got to walk in the light. It's always easier just to stick with those that we're comfortable with. And so that hasn't changed. That's still a prevalent way of thinking today. The other problem was that the Pharisees were very hypocritical. Hypocritical to the point that they would teach everybody else to keep something that they themselves would not keep. And that they would judge others for things that they don't want to be judged on. That's the whole point Jesus makes in Matthew chapter 7. When he says that with what judgment you use, it will be used against you. I'm paraphrasing the verse there. But the point is, you know, if you go above and beyond, then it's going to be used against you. And that's what the Pharisees were doing. We talked in our last reading about the lepers earlier in this chapter and the way that the lepers were cast out of the city and cast away from the people, and they had to be outside the city, only associating with themselves, dependent on others for the basics of life. In essence, the Pharisees treated sinners the same way. We're not going to help you make a change, but just get out. Just go away. And so sinners became like lepers to them. And they just did not make the correlation that they themselves were sinners as well. Also, when Jesus makes this statement that he has not come for the righteous, but for the sinners in order to bring about repentance, he's talking about his mission as Messiah. The Messiah didn't come just to grab all the Jews that were faithful and run off with them. He came in order to call all of them to repentance and usher in a new covenant with all of those that would become believers, both Jew and Gentile. But of course, that's not the mindset that they were in. That's not the way that the Pharisees and the scribes were thinking. Now, when we get in this last section, verse 33 through 39, they also come to him and make this statement about, you know, John's disciples, they were fasting and offer prayers, and so do our disciples, but yours eat and drink. And he begins to tell them, look, you know, it's a joyous thing when the bridegroom is there and you feast and you celebrate. But when the bridegroom is gone, then will be the point of mourning. And that time will come for the disciples. But again, this is not really about whether they fast or whether they eat or drink. It's about how they see someone and that outward definition of being pious. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for little signature markers that say, these people are like us. If they're like us, then we can be okay with them. But if they're not like us, then we can't accept them. We can't approve of them. So it really goes back to the same idea as when we're talking about Levi, is do they follow the teachings of the Pharisees? Do they do all of these things that the Pharisees do? So something to think about today is this idea that this great physician has come to seek the lost, those who are sick. And how do I react to people? You know, when I come across somebody who's living a sinful life, they're not believers at all, or maybe they're believers, but they don't believe that they have to strive to walk in the light. How do I react to them? Do I shun them? Do I avoid them? Do I go to the other side of the street? Or do I try to engage them in discussion so that perhaps repentance can enter the picture? We need to be disciples of Jesus. We need to be like Him, which means that I need to seek and save the lost as well, and I need to reach out to them so that repentance can enter the picture. So I'd ask you, as you think about this reading today, one thing that we can pray for is for open doors to be able to lead others to repentance. to continue the same work that Jesus began so many centuries ago. We should have a heart that says they're valuable, and I need to do everything that I can to continue the work of Jesus to reach out to these people, to declare to them that God calls all men to repentance, and there will be a day of judgment. We must be found to be faithful, taking advantage of the blood of Christ and being obedient to the will of the Father in order to be found on the right side of that judgment. That's the message we are to declare. Not everyone wants to hear it. Not everyone likes it. Not everyone will respond well. But I still need to do that work, and I need to pray for those opportunities. I also ask you to continue in prayer that God may be with us all.